Good morning, everybody. Good morning, No BS women. What's up? Right, let me get all set here. How is everybody doing? Heather is on it this morning. All right, y'all. I am Coach Betsy, and we are going to be talking today about, after the No BS course, what is next for you at No BS? And y'all, I got some things to tell you, and I'm excited because I just had some interesting ideas with this topic. So just super excited to kind of share some stuff with y'all and see what you think about it. So I might be going rogue here at No BS, and I don't know, y'all. I've been around for so long. I think I can do that, and I'm probably not going to get fired. But I'm going to promote Coach Heather. She is going to be in the chat with y'all today. And yes, right. I think Corinne wants us to go rogue. I mean, oh, let me pin myself so I can look at myself. All right, there we go. So Coach Heather will be in the chat with y'all today. I got to change my name. Hold on. Y'all, I just can't. It's just talking and typing and all the things is a challenge sometimes. Okay, I am Coach Betsy. I'm just gonna put Coach Betsy here in the rename myself. Corinne's middle name is Rogue. Hey, Miss Heather. I love that. I know, right? She is the original Rogue. She's the original Rogue. All right. So yeah, Coach Heather will be in the chat. Be sure that you put your chat to everyone. Heather just put that message in the chat, so we can all see what you're talking about. Because if it's just set to hosts and panelists, then only me and Heather can see your messages. And we want everyone to see everybody's messages. So yeah, we're getting primped for camp. I, curl my hair a little bit. I think I'm gonna do a little bit of shopping this weekend. Thanks, Jean. That's really sweet though. So, all right, y'all. So, if you have any questions as we go, please put them in the Q&A box. Heather, if you want to answer some, that's great. You can leave some for me. I'd love for you to leave some for me. But I want your questions to really specifically be on what we're talking about today, which is kind of the No BS course, what you might want to do afterwards, or after you finish the course, even though after I tell you what I'm going to tell you here in a minute, you may not be going anywhere beyond the No BS course for a little while, because I just think that for most of you all, especially if you're early on in your weight loss journey, the No BS weight loss course is where you need to be. It is just chock full of what you need to do to lose weight. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about today is it's really like, it's almost kind of like I'm rewording this call to, do you need to go beyond the No BS weight loss course yet? And I've got a little map, a little chart here that I'm going to show you all here in a second, because I just really think, Corinne talks about it so often that we love to overconsume. We love to just get more and more information in our brain. But I think that if you are not losing weight consistently, it's time to constrain yourself. It's time to simplify. It is time to get down to the brass tacks of what really needs to happen here. So let me just dive in. And okay, Heather, you're with me. Good. You can be my partner in rogueness. Do y'all see my Peloton bike over there? I got my brother and sister-in-law, they quit using theirs, gave it to me. So I'm on the Peloton train a little bit. So it's living in here in my office with me right now. All right. Let's go here. And y'all let me know if you have any questions. I really want to know. I'll check the chat too. But I'd really love to, for y'all to put any specific questions you have in the Q&A about kind of what I'm talking about what you should do next and all that kind of stuff. And I may even, if some of y'all want to get on with me before we get to the end of the call, and we can talk more. So, okay, here's what I got for you. I got, what are these things called? You know, where you do like a yes and a no and the arrows. I don't know what those things, it's some sort of, it's not a Venn diagram, but it's some sort of diagram. So maybe one of y'all would know. Flow chart. Maybe that's it. I'm talk about overcomplicating. Thank y'all. I was thinking there was a fancier name than just flow chart, but I love this because I'm a visual learner. I'm a visual person. And I just love to kind of see how everything's working here. All right, y'all. So this is the question, decision tree. Maybe I think that's more of the fancy name I was thinking of than just flowchart. All right, y'all. So I want everybody to ask yourself, because here's what we're doing here at NoBS, right? I think most of us, and this is kind of the little caveat that I want to give you all before I start. Most of us are joined here to lose weight. We joined here to, you know, maybe we lost our weight, but we wanted to learn how to maintain it. We're about the weight loss. Now, we have a bunch of other amazing tools here in NoBS, but this is really for those of us who are focused on weight loss in NoBS. And, but I'll talk to those of you all who want to do, you know, want to go above and beyond and do other things too. But this is really like, okay, most of us are here to fucking lose weight, right? And so, am I losing weight? I mean, that's what we're here to do. Or am I maintaining the weight that I want to lose? You know, am I at the weight that I want to be and I'm maintaining? And I said downward trend because we talk about that, right? I'm not saying, when I say, am I losing weight? I'm not asking you, are you losing weight every week? I'm not asking you, are you not gaining weight maybe a couple, you know, some weeks? Because what we're always looking for in weight loss, what a very doable, sustainable way of losing weight is a downward trend over time. And y'all see this little squiggly line because these little things are like maybe when the scale might go up a little bit, but then you're continuing to go down maybe a couple of weeks later. Maybe there are some weeks where you stay the same, but it is this downward trend over time. That is what weight loss, I don't know about you, Heather, but that is what my weight loss looked like when I was losing weight. And I mean, give me some, what, you know, is that what it's looked like for y'all as well? Because that is really the, thank you. One little heart. yeah. So that's really what a very normal human way of losing weight looks like. It's not this like boom, 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 boom necessarily every week. Our bodies, I was just telling one of my private clients about this just a minute ago. Our body isn't a machine. Our body isn't a computer. It's not going to ever do anything, you know, in a very like uniform way usually. Now there's always exceptions to the rule, but most of the time, I mean, I just always like to remind myself that my body is a living, breathing human thing. It is not a machine. And so it's just not going to look exactly like maybe my brain thinks it should look like. Okay. So downward trend. Are you losing weight? We're going to start with the yes, because that's a little bit more simpler, more simple. And so if you are losing weight in this downward trend way, maybe you are losing a little bit of weight every week. Great for you. But if you are losing weight, then and the answer is yes, then it's time to go on to pathways, you know, after you finish the NoBS weight loss course, okay? Because you may want to do some additional things with your weight loss in terms of maybe you really want to zoom in on your urges and really, really focus on those. Maybe you do want to work on a relationship. Let me pull up the, I'm going to share the pathways page with y'all in just a second, but let me get them up so I can, so yeah, maybe you do really want to dive more deeply into the planning with the basics pathway. Maybe you do want to dial into urges with the urges pathway. Maybe you really do want to dial in more on your thinking and really focus in on that. All that is great if you're already losing weight. You know, if you're already in the process of losing weight. The last one, scale drama. Okay. Maybe you're really focusing in on the scale and you really want to start focusing on other, other wins outside of the scale. Great. But none of that if you're not losing weight, because where you learn how to lose weight is in the No BS weight loss course. Okay. So all of y'all who are thinking, ooh, let me just try this and let me try this and let me see if this might work. We go back to the No BS weight loss course. Okay. If we're still not losing weight. So I'm getting off on a tangent, y'all, because I'm like passionate about this. But if you are losing weight, you take the quiz in the pathways, and I'll tell you all about that in a minute. You choose a pathway, and then you can dive into some bonus courses. You can do trusting your body. You can do drinking, mindful drinking, all that kind of stuff. But all that is after you've already started losing weight on a consistent basis. And that doesn't necessarily mean every week, but that means a downward trend. Okay. All right. I saw a question here. What if I know my block is my thoughts, one or two in particular, Heather? I want you to go back to module two of the No BS weight loss course before you even think about going into the thinking pathway. Okay. I love that question because it's like, that's where we get into trouble. We want to like overconsume and we want to dial into things when we haven't even figured out weight loss yet. And y'all, I swear we could do away with all these pathways courses and all these bonus courses, because the No BS weight loss course has everything that you would ever need. Okay. All this stuff is extra and great and love it. And we want y'all to take advantage of it after you're losing weight. Okay. All right. So now I want to get into, am I losing weight? No. So what do I do now if I'm not seeing that downward trend? I know a lot of y'all are playing with the same 4 or 5 pounds, and we are really focused in on helping y'all right now with that. Okay. Because we're seeing that. We're seeing that with a lot of members where it's just you're playing with the same 4 or 5 pounds, you go down and then you come back up. And this is the column for you. Okay. If you're not seeing that downward trend, it's really just kind of staying the same for a while, maybe even a year or so. Okay. You're not losing weight consistently. Here, this is it. No BS weight loss course. And I put at least three times. And I got a little info for you about what that might look like, because we got to get real here. We got to get real about this course and how it can help us, but also how we've got to get into action, like implementing what we're learning in this course. Okay. Here we got the No BS weight loss course. This is what your three times might look like. Because I know some of y'all, and there's nothing wrong here, but some of y'all are thinking just listening to the course as you're driving along to work, or maybe you go on a walk and you kind of listen to a few lessons here and there of the course. You think that's going to be some kind of magic to get the scale to go down. And that's not how it works, right? I mean, the course has some great stuff in it, but the missing piece for a lot of y'all is that you're not implementing, you're not taking action on what you're listening to. We could talk about the listening to the course. We could talk about listening to the coaching calls. We could talk about listening to any of those courses and all the pathways. Y'all, there's something missing here, and it is you taking action every day, making mistakes and learning from them,
So listening is only the beginning. Listening is great, but it's not good enough for that downward trend of weight loss. Okay. I'm speaking the truth here today, y'all. I am just not mincing words, because we got to just get real about how shit works and how shit doesn't work. Just listening and then like, well, maybe it'll, let's see what happens. That's what I hear. I mean, you know, I say it too, y'all, but it's like, that is the most unempowering sentence in the world. Okay, well, I've gone through the course, so let's just see what happens. Like, no, you gotta do shit. You gotta take action. So I was thinking about this the other day, because like, I mean, I still get scared. I am head coach now here at NoBS. Y'all, I gotta do some shit as head coach. And sometimes I get scared that I'm going to do something wrong. I get scared that somebody's going to get mad at me. I get scared that I'm going to mess up something. But the other day I was sitting there kind of in like inaction. I was sitting there like in procrastination. And I was like, you know what? I always have this little tool in my toolbox, my like mental toolbox. I said, you know, what would Corinne tell me right now? She was sitting here with me. She'd probably say, I would rather you make a mistake while you're taking action. I'd rather you screw something up. I'd rather you make somebody mad, even though we can't make anybody mad. But I'd rather you do that than just quit ahead of time by procrastinating and not doing anything and sitting and staying stuck. And so I said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to push, you know, I'm going to push return on this message, or I'm going to push, you know, send on this email, or I'm going to, you know, send this whatever to somebody, or I'm going to just start typing, you know, this answer to somebody. And I'd rather like screw up that way than screw up ahead of time by doing nothing. And that's what I think a lot of y'all are afraid of here. Like, you listen and then you're like, but I don't know if I, you know, but if I take action, I might mess up. If I take action, I might still like not lose any weight this week. But y'all, that's the only way anything happens, is for us to take action, okay? And so the first actions that you all can do is you can listen and then maybe take some notes about what you're hearing in the NoBS weight loss course. That might be what the second round of NoBS looks like. And I was trying to think of, yes, I got church on Saturday today. Some people go to church on Saturdays, holding down the church. Corinne will be back tomorrow. the head pastor will be back tomorrow. But I was thinking of like, what example, maybe y'all can help me in the chat. I was thinking of as an example, because a lot of times I think some of y'all go through the course and you're like, okay, I'm done. Like, oh, let the magic happen. And then when we tell you to go through it again, you're like, well, that means I failed the first time. That means like I shouldn't have to go through it again. And I was trying to think of like some example in the world of like, where we're like, we don't think of it as a big deal that we have to like keep going back and like reminding ourselves and learning and all of that. Well, Carol, okay, driver's ed. Like, maybe we think, tell me a bit more about that, Carol. Okay, I like that. Like, it's like reading a recipe and thinking that the finished product will just appear. I love that, Lisa. Tell me more about driver's ed, Carol. I want to know about that example. But I love that, where it's like, you don't just read the recipe and then like the food appears. No, you got to take action. And also, you've got to go back and look at the recipe several times. That's what I'm talking about here. I knew y'all would help me with examples. Where it's like, I was thinking of parenting also, Heather, where it's like, you don't think you're, you know, in a lot of other things in life, you don't think you're going to be an expert the first time you go through something, or the first time you try something, or the first time you learn something. Y'all know it takes like 7 times or something for us to hear something before we actually remember it. But then we'd like, no, it's different with an OBS weight loss course. We should only have to go through it once. And then we should be, you know, an expert. And if we're not, we suck and we quit. You know, like that's really what's happening. And it's like, no. So maybe listen and take notes is the second, is, you know, is time number two through the No BS weight loss course. Then, but you know, maybe you might throw a few worksheets in there. Nothing wrong with that. Go for it. Maybe number three, time number three might look like, okay, I'm going to listen. I got my notes already. Now I'm really going to commit to going through the worksheets. Y'all, the worksheets is where the magic happens. That's the action. These are all actions, right? I mean, these are all actions. But this is kind of how you up-level your actions time after time, right? We listen. That's great. That's better than, you know, doing nothing. But then we got to just level up the actions a little bit in a doable way. Can I take a few notes? So that may mean that, like, I don't, you know, I don't listen to the lessons in my car because, I mean, I want y'all to stay safe and not, you know, have a wreck taking notes. Or maybe it's like, okay, every morning when I go to work, I commit to listening to a lesson. But then when I get to the parking lot at work, I commit to writing down 3 things I learned from that lesson. You know, we make it work for us. Let's not put a bunch of bullshit rules. But it's like, yeah, if that's the only time you can listen to lessons, let's up level, like 1% level up. Shona, we're always talking about that. We talk about that in the No BS course. How can I just level things up a little bit? Oh, y'all, I'm talking a lot. Okay. Yes, I retain a lot more if I write stuff down too, Karen. And then the worksheets. The worksheets is really like the next level up, because that's where you really like take what you're learning and you apply it to your life. You're not just regurgitating whatever Corinne has said. You're really like, okay, how does this apply to me? What are my patterns? What are my thoughts that I want to get aware of? That is what the worksheets do. Okay. So, and here's the thing, y'all. Where's my marker? I just suggested 3 times, like at a minimum, but then it may look like, you know, listen and, you know, more worksheets. Like maybe number 3, I'm going to do 1 worksheet for each module. I'm just going to pick out 1 worksheet and do it. And then the next time, I'm going to do 1 more. This is how we do 1% level ups. This is how we get stuff done, because we make it doable. And because our brain might freak out if we think we got to do every single worksheet first. But y'all know, every single time, we say this like on repeat, every single time you go through the No BS weight loss course, you hear something different. Y'all, I have been around here now for, oh my gosh. I found Corinne in 2006, 2007, before there was even an OBS weight loss course. But I have been through how many iterations of the OBS weight loss course? I helped to write the first few versions of the OBS weight loss course. And every single time I listen to a lesson, I get something out of it. I get something new out of it. Our brain just can't process all of it when you just listen to it one time. It just can't hold all that information at one time. So it is just a gift to you to go through the course again. And here's the other thing. When I say go through the course, that might not be the entire course. Maybe it's like, you know what? I'm still not losing weight like I want to. And it's really those urges. So it's almost like you create, I just came up with this. You create little pathways, like little baby pathways in the OBS weight loss course. It's like, I am going to just zoom in on module 3. It's all about urges. And that's what I'm going to like go the next level on. I'm going to listen and take notes. And I'm going to do all the worksheets. So it's like you create these little baby pathways in the NoBS weight loss course before you ever get to the other pathways. Okay. Because it's like you want to squeeze out everything you can from the NoBS weight loss course before it's like you got to earn your way into the big girl pathways. Okay. You got to earn your way. Let's see what y'all are saying in the chat. It's like going to class, listen to the lecture, go home, reread, re-listen, take notes, go back to class and questions. Yeah. Ask questions, go home and study more. Yeah. I mean, this is your, you know, this, it can be your school, right? This, I mean, and that doesn't mean, no, for some of us, it's like, oh, I don't want to go back to college. You know, that's where my brain goes. But this is like, I don't know about y'all, but I want to learn and grow and evolve for the rest of my life. And so this is how we do this, right? This is why, you know, this is why a lot of people go to college to learn and grow and evolve and all of that. Some people don't, but they learn in other ways. And so it's like, we don't just stop doing that when we get to a certain age, or I don't know, I don't want to, because I mean, your brain just kind of dries up. We got to keep using it. Yeah, don't have to do all the worksheets right away. Let's see. Yep, writing it down. Oh, is that a hydrate bottle? Nope, y'all, this is some old Walmart Contigo. This is my constant companion. 32 ounces, sipper bottle. Love it. Okay. Someone was asking about just the way to uncheck all the boxes for the modules you've done so you can start over. Y'all, don't worry about that. If you've already got what those boxes are for, is for our, you know, like we want to know that you've gone through the NoBS weight loss course. So I want you to keep those boxes checked. And then like, if you want to, you know, kind of have like your own little checklist, just create your own. I think there's actually maybe a little checklist that you can print out on the page maybe. But yeah, because I, you know, we use that for our own data because we want to know how many members have gone through the NoBS weight loss course at least once. Okay. So yeah, so keep those checked and then just create your own little checklist. Let me look real quick and see if there is a checklist. I want to say that we had that at one time. It might be at the beginning of the worksheets guide. I think that there is maybe a checklist there. So, yeah, but again, you can just create your own or something. Okay. But I know our brain loves a checklist, right? Go for it. If you think that's going to help you, go for it. Okay. All right. Okay. So action, right? Keep taking action. So let's go back to our flow chart. I think I like that word, flow chart. All right. So NoBS weight loss course at probably at least three times, maybe more. And then I've just been talking about action. So I was talking about listening, taking notes, doing the worksheets. But here's the other thing, y'all. We got to take a little bit more action to actually start losing weight. This is where the four basics come in. So before you ever head over here to the pathways, which is, you know, the big girl place where, you know, you earn your way in here, we gotta practice the four basics, or at least some of them, for at least 30 days. Because again, we're looking for that downward trend, and we know that that is available to us through the NoBS weight loss course, all the action that we're going to take. So we're going to start planning. We're going to start listening to our hunger and enough. We're going to start getting some water in. We're going to start getting some sleep. Okay. And so we got to just test this out. We got to be the scientist, right? We got to test this out and see what works for us at least 30 days. at least 30 days of getting everything down on the weight loss course and then practicing those basics for 30 days. There's a checklist cheat sheet in each of the modules worksheets books. Awesome, Heather. Thank you. Yeah. So there's a little checklist that you can use there. Okay. So we're getting into action. Practicing those four basics. So that's either you're printing out your planner. I was thinking about this when I was like driving yesterday. I was like, okay, what are they gonna want to know? Or like, what are they gonna ask about? Absolutely, we have our amazing No BS planner that you can use on your iPad. I don't have my iPad in here, but I'm a digital diva. I use my iPad. And I actually use the maintenance planner since I'm in maintenance. And I just download it every month. And that's my plan and assessment every day. And then I also have a separate little tab for all my discovery worksheets. Because y'all, ooh, those discovery worksheets, that's a game changer. But anyway, so planner, you can print it out. You know, we have all the instructions on our website about how to print it out. But here's the thing, y'all. I was like, okay, what's this? It's called a blank notebook. If y'all need to start with just a blank notebook, get you a nice, pretty notebook like this and just start writing your food down every day. Okay. What is the simplest way that you can take some action for 30 days? Okay. So it just may be as simple as that. And y'all, it's good enough. I know a lot of people, I mean, I've been around long enough. We didn't have a planner back in the day. We didn't have a fancy planner. We just wrote down what we were planning to eat and we wrote down what we ate and maybe a few notes underneath. And I lost all my weight doing that. So whatever is just doable for y'all, please, 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 please don't get stuck in overwhelm and not good enough. And here's the last thing, and not reach out to ask coaches. Y'all, we are here for you. We are here for you. If you are stuck, if you can't get your shit together, if you're taking action for 30 days and you're still not seeing that downward trend, come in there, tell us what's going on. I mean, we got to know what's going on, right? We see a lot of questions in there. I know we do, Heather, don't we? Like, we see a lot of questions where it's like, I'm not losing weight. Help. And it's like, okay, we have nothing to go on here. You got to give us something to go on where it's like, you know, I've been doing all this stuff for 30 days. I'm still not losing weight. Here's some data. I'm thinking it might be this. Do you have any ideas on what I can practice for the next 30 days? Okay, so this is your plan to get this happening. Course plus action, plus reach out for help. Okay. That's how this happens. Okay. Gail, I have lost 70 pounds way back in 2015 and I have maintained it for 8 years. So still do my plan, assessment, discovery worksheets every day, water, sleep. I will be eating. Actually, it's my daddy's birthday today. My daddy's 78th birthday. And so I'm going to go out. I think we're going out for Italian for lunch. You know what my plan says Italian, two enough. One glass of wine. I don't know if I'm going to have a glass of wine or not. Wine at lunch sometimes. I might just then be taking a nap this afternoon. But yep, still do a plan every day. So does the 30 days start when you finish the four levels? Good question, Karen. No, not necessarily. Like, you are practicing the four basics as you go through these, you know, through the course. So all of that can kind of happen simultaneously, right? Because I mean, as you're learning, you know, some of y'all have like your water and your sleep on lock already. Well, you want to keep doing that, especially as you're, you know, going through the course, but then, yeah, go ahead and start practicing. You know, so all of this happens at the same time. Okay. That's a good question though. Let's see. Do. I have to write with a pen. Great. Great, Nancy. You know what works for you. So glad to hear that this is helpful for y'all. Do y'all have any questions or anybody want to get on and ask anything? Feel free to raise your hand. Just a notebook. Just a notebook can be, I mean, you know, all these things that we have here at NoBS are just tools. They're just tools. They're optional tools. Even all the four basics. Please don't turn those into a diet and a list of rules that you have to follow, because that means that you're bad if you don't follow them. All the four basics are suggestions. You know, we talk about, I'm just thought about water, for example. You know, we suggest 64 ounces, right? That's just our suggestion and our kind of our recommendation, but some of y'all may need more. Some of y'all may need less. You know, we always say, look at your urine. If it's kind of a light yellow, you're good. And so that can be the case for any of these tools that we provide to you. Okay. So, it's everything is just a suggestion, and you know your life. You know what works for you. This, I think one of the biggest things we teach here at OBS is we figure out how other diets just tell you to kind of blindly follow our rules. What we do here at OBS is like, we teach you how to trust yourself because you know you best. And so if a notebook is what works for you over an iPad or over a printed out planner or whatever it is, like, we teach you how to be okay with that. Because, I mean, y'all, it's just reality. We live in a world where we're always comparing ourselves to everybody else. We're always thinking we're not as good enough, as good as somebody else. And so this is what they're doing, so maybe we should do that. But here's the deal. If you are getting the results that you want, doing what works for you, that's good enough. Right? So we teach you how to, you know, we used to call it, we don't say all that much anymore. We compare and despair, but it's true. We despair when we compare. And so I just love that we have all these tools, and this is, you know, everything I'm saying today is just a suggestion. Do not see what I'm saying as some more rules for you to follow. All we do around here as coaches, Corinne, we give you suggestions that might work for you. And you take what you want to try, and you see what works for you. Because like I said, only you know what works for you best. And you may not know what works for you best right now, but you're learning. And the only way that you can learn and figure it out is to just try something. I swear you could just close your eyes and point at something and say, here, I'm going to try that. Because ultimately what we want y'all to do here is to develop such a strong relationship with yourself that you know what you need, and that you can learn to trust yourself to keep going, to keep trying things and all that kind of stuff. Oh my gosh, somebody raised their hand and then they put their hand up. Bummer. Okay, I'm going to keep talking then for a second, and then we'll get out of here. The remedy for stuck is the willingness to take new action. Did I say that? Okay. No. Okay. That was Heather. I was like, wait a minute. Yes, that's it. Like, it's as simple as that. I mean, but if you really think about it, it just makes total sense, right? When we're stuck, but it's almost like that word stuck implies that, like, we don't have control. Like, we're somehow, you know, those like trampoline places, and they have like the Velcro where, like, you kind of get stuck on the side. It's like that. It's like you think you're just uncontrollably stuck. It's like, now all you've done is you just chosen to stop. You're not stuck. You also don't suck, but you're not stuck. You've just chosen to stop. And that's okay, because you're probably scared. You probably just didn't know which way to go. And that's what we're here for. But you're not stuck. you just, and you can keep going and you can get started again whenever you want. Yes, refuse to be stuck. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh, and Heather's like over here in the chat, just like raising. Yeah, like everyone who is not seeing their weight down, going on a downward trend. I mean, y'all, this is your chance. I'd love to talk to you more about it. Okay, Kristen. I've been working on completing the course for so long, so I came in here to see what, hear what comes next. I hope you, like, what is your plan? I'd love to see in the chat, or I'd love to see you raise your hand, Kristen. Like, what did you learn from this call that you're going to take action on after you leave here? Like, again, a lot of times what's next is for you to just stay here with an OBS course until you get that downward trend of weight loss. Yeah. Okay. Oh, questions. Okay. A couple of questions coming in. Someone asked, is it normal for members to take 9 months or so before things start to click? Ooh, I got all kinds of thoughts about that. So it is normal for members to take however long it takes to, you know, for things to start to work for you, you know, and click is an interesting thing, because that it's almost like we could kind of poll everybody on this call. What does click mean? And we got to be careful about click, because I don't know, sometimes we can think click is like, oh, well, it's all easy. It's like, I'm never going to make a mistake again. I'm going to do everything perfectly. Like, I'll just have everything figured out. And it's like, no, that's not what this journey looks like. And that's okay. But we gotta, you know, have our eyes open with that, where it's like, yeah, it could be, I mean, you know, it just really depends on how much action you're willing to take, on how long things take. But here's the thing also, y'all, a lot of us come into OBS being on a lot of bullshit diets and being maybe even growing up a certain way where we've just been socialized or just heard a lot of messages growing up. And so we got to give ourselves some time. I go back to like how we're, you know, we're in like a human body and a human brain that we really need to practice some patience with. Y'all, we are so hard on ourselves, and we get in such a hurry, and we get so hard on ourselves when we don't like figure things out in this just random amount of time we thought we had to figure it out. And it's like, no, we got to give ourselves time. Y'all, our brain and our nervous system, like, it's trying to protect us, and it gets very like scared and out of, you know, we get out of that home base when we try something new. So we have to give ourselves time. And that is the best gift in the world that we can give ourselves, is patience and time to figure this out. The only way that you will not be successful is if you quit. If you just keep going and practice some patience and keep taking action and keep learning from your mistakes, you will see a downward trend eventually. And also reaching out for help when you can't figure something out. I swear, y'all, this is the equation for success right here. And when I say take action, you know, just rinse and repeat. It's almost like action, reach out for help, action, reach out for help, over and over again. That's the, you know, equation. That's the solution for anything that you want to accomplish in life, especially weight loss. Okay. Mandy, I'm gonna bring you up real quick and let's see what you got to say. Oh, and Kristen's there too. Okay, we'll do y'all too. We'll probably be done. All right, hello. I'm gonna ask you to unmute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
If I take these off, no, maybe not. Okay. Yes, you can hear me.
I can hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for having me. So I don't know if this is, I guess this is just part of your flow chart. Like I'm on the no side. So I started May 1st. I have lost 0 weight. Okay. Someone in the chat also had said like, I'm learning so much. I'm just not losing weight. And I kind of feel like that's where I'm at too. Like I'm learning a lot, but you just made a huge point. You were like, a lot of people come into no BS from like a lot of like bullshit diets, bad thinking, hard on ourselves, all these things. So like I have my planner, I'm writing in, but I'm almost like scared of it. Like I'm scared to write food down. Like I don't have quantities written down. I didn't weigh and measure my food. Maybe it's too much. Am I stopping at enough? Like I'm so stuck. I'm so scared that I'm like not writing it down. Should I be counting calories? Cause I don't trust myself to stop it enough. I'm like a mess. So I'm just like, sometimes just don't even do it. I'm like, I've got my water down. Water is good. Sleep is good.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What is just like, what are you really stuck about? Or like, what are you really confused about?
I think I'm worried to just let myself be like, okay, if you're not hungry for breakfast, don't eat it. And like,
why? Like, what is worrisome about that?
Like, is my body going to be like holding on to whatever and I won't release weight because like it's
how will you find that out? How will you find that out?
Like practicing, right? But then I'm like, oh, if I don't eat breakfast, I should definitely count my calories so I don't overeat between lunch and dinner for the day.
But you know, we don't do calories around here.
I know. And then I'm like writing my food down and I'm like, maybe I should write what the calories are for that. Cause what if that's a lot?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, how do you know if that's a lot?
Well, I'm not losing any weight. So apparently something's not, mm-hmm. something's too
well,
much.
How will you know over time if that's a lot?
Well, cause I'm not losing weight, right?
Cause you're not losing weight. Yeah. For one, but then like, how do we quantify a lot around here at no BS other than, you know, instead of counting calories?
So you just listen to yourself. You stop it enough.
You listen to your body. Like, what are your enough signals? What are a few of your enough signals when you know you've had enough?
So I don't know if I really go by that. Cause I try to like look at my food and plate it. So it's not a lot. So then I'm like, oh, if I eat it all, then it's fine. Like one lady posted in the no BS group, like a whole post of all of her leftovers. She's like, these are my leaving two bites.
Yeah.
When I looked at her picture, I was shocked because she had left behind like full meals. I was like, whoa. So for me, I feel like I'm trying to plate less. So I eat less. Does that make sense?
Okay. So like, and you're not losing weight. So that isn't working.
No.
Because like none of that has anything to do with how your body feels after you consume your food.
Right. So perfect example was last night we go to this like great Indian buffet and I'm like, okay, like I have one plate. And like during my plate, I was like, well, I'm feeling kind of full. So I'm like, I should stop. But then I feel like, oh, but it's so good. I go all through the trainings of like the modules where it's like, don't do it. I just didn't stop though. I was like, I'm just going to, it's vegetables.
And you're not losing weight. That's why you're not losing weight.
Yes. So I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't know.
Now, Mandy, what do you do to lose weight?
So then I just would have like not eaten the rest of that plate.
You would have not eaten the rest of that plate.
So then what do I, so then like Corinne says, if you're hungry in like 2 hours, then you just eat again. And trust myself to like only eat a little bit or.
Yeah.
Right. Just stop it enough. Just.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm with you. This is like very different, right? Than what you've done before.
Yeah. And I came off losing like 85 pounds from like weighing and measuring, like
so
not eating
this. Like, I mean, this is totally different.
Yeah. So I stress out. I think about
give yourself some time and normalize all of this thinking that you're having, right? Because it's like, yeah, I mean, your brain is like probably screaming at you, but we lost 85 pounds doing this. Now, did you keep that 85 pounds off?
Yes.
Okay. But you still wanted to join because
to my goal.
Okay.
But there's like where I wanted.
Okay. But let me ask you this real quick. Why didn't you just keep weighing and measuring until lose the rest of your weight?
I just got to like a plateau. Like I never got to maintenance. I got to like my so I gained 85 pounds during two pregnancies. I gained 85 mm-hmm. and lost it, then gained 85 and lost mm-hmm. it. So I'm at like my regular pre-pregnancy weight. It's just mm-hmm. not where I want to be. Like I still want to lose like 30 to 40 pounds.
But again, why didn't you just keep on weighing and measuring?
Oh, so like I just plateaued and
so it stopped working.
And I also the big thing which drew me to Corinne was that's not the way I want to live. Like okay. I can't go to a party and be like, I need to weigh 4 ounces of that chicken okay. or like it should look like this, or I don't have this.
So the reasons are mounting, right? Like first yeah. off, I mean, even all we need is reason number one, it stopped working for you. And so when your brain offers up like, well, but we need to go back to weighing and measuring, you got to say like, no, that stopped working.
And I couldn't have a cupcake or like, I couldn't yeah. have this. Like,
and then like, and also, live. And even more is that we don't want to live that way. You know, we don't want to be at a party with our measuring cups.
So and like not enjoying salads yes. or like, you know, pasta salad or a cupcake or yes. whatever.
And so the exchange or the trade-off is that you got to stop when you know you're at enough and you got to leave food on your plate and you got to throw away food.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard.
Less, you got to eat less maybe than you thought you ever would.
So how long typically does that take to get better? Does it ever get better? Is it always strange for people? Is there like a normalcy to that?
No, I mean, you just get used to it, right? Just like, I mean, but it's, I mean, for me, it's still like a little bit like, God, that's so good. I don't want to like throw that away. But like, but you know, all my clothes in my closet fit and like my body feels amazing and I, you know, feel really great. So here it goes. I mean, like, that's kind of what it gets to where it's just like, but you know, this is what I want. This is what I want to keep.
Do you have any suggestions for, so for example, it was Father's Day. We had a cake for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. We all had a piece of cake. It was fine. But then the cake is sitting there. Mm-hmm. Like I ate the rest of the cake. So it was not in my house and I didn't have to look at it. And I just was like, I couldn't stop myself. I was just like, this is bad, but I want to eat it and then be done with it. And Corinne's like, you move on, you forgive yourself. But I'm like, I'm sabotaging myself. Like this. And then when you're done, you feel terrible. You're like, that was not productive. What do I do other than like my discovery sheet to kind of help for these next times?
Yeah. I mean, you do your discovery sheet for sure. Number one is, did you have to keep the cake in the house?
Like I should have just like, I don't know, thrown it away.
Away. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you got the experience you wanted, you and your husband, I'm assuming, who's the father, right? Yeah. You all enjoyed the cake. The cake has fulfilled its purpose now. It needs to go away.
Okay.
Now that's one option. But then number two, y'all, I'm getting like the high-pitched, the high-pitched coaching on fire today. But it's like, but the other thing is you're telling yourself you couldn't like not eat it.
Yeah.
But that's not true. If I gave you $10,000 to not eat it, you wouldn't eat it. If I told you I was going to, you know, kidnap your children, you wouldn't eat it.
So just get rid of it until I'm more like, I really shouldn't, like, don't eat it.
Well, I mean, make things as simple as you can, but that also doesn't mean that you don't keep any food. I mean, we got to keep some food in our house, right? And that's right. Where module three comes in with all the work on urges.
Okay.
Because it's just an urge, right? And so for you, it may be where it's like, okay, I'm really just going to go back through module three and like, I mean, and use this cake, you know, experience as your example to, you know, to go through. And like, you think about that cake every time you're listening to one of those lessons, notes, and doing the worksheets.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. I'm so glad you came on, because what you're experiencing is so, I mean, the chat is blowing up. Like, you are, you know, a lot of people are getting a lot out of this. Okay.
Now, so someone in my position where it's like, you're not losing, should I start back at module one? Just like go start again, or just go to module three? Would you think?
I would. Why don't you just dive into module three?
Okay.
And then go back to module one again. Because for you, I think the hunger and enough stuff for module one, you know, I mean, we can just never get enough of that. So yeah, dive into module three and then go back to module one again, go back through. If you hadn't done any, you've done in all the worksheets, you're ready for that. Okay.
Okay. And then would you say, so honestly, don't be doing calories and don't stress out, just write my food and put like, stop at enough, really?
Yes. Let it feel weird. Let it feel hard. Let it feel uncomfortable. Let yourself feel like unsure about it, uncertain about it. Because I mean, that's the reality of this.
And then where it says like planned and then the actual, if you put like for you today, you're like Italian for lunch, stop at enough. Then in the actual, do you write down like had pasta?
I write just like, I'm like, pasta with shrimp.
Okay.
I'm not writing down every ingredient. I'm not writing down amounts. Pasta with shrimp. And if I ate to enough, you know, we have the little boxes, right?
And then I stopped at enough, started at hungry.
That's the more important thing. That's the more important thing to check rather than the food, the actual food. Okay. Especially starting out.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to get to Kristen. Let's see. There we go. All right, Kristen, let's get you in here. This has been so fun, y'all. So fun. Love my job. Hashtag love my job. All right. More doesn't mean better.
I think I'm here. Hello.
Hey.
First, shout out, Mandy. You are everybody, I think. That was awesome. Thank you for all of that. And y'all two are blowing this up today, you and Coach Heather. I'm like, wow. Like, everything is that
dream
gem.
Team over here. Yes. Dream team. Love it.
This is great. All right. Yeah. So after listening to all of that, I had to go back and think, like, wait, why did I raise my hand to start? Because it was so good. One of those things, it was that comment I made, was that, you know, I joined in September because the window was open back when we had the window of joining, but I knew I was traveling that week. I was like, okay, I'll wait a little bit. And then I hit the holidays and I'm slowly working through, and I'll go through module one and go to two, and then I'll go back to one because it's been a minute, but I'm not actually like taking all of those actions other than like the day that I was listening to the thing. And I've got some perfectionist brain, which things I'm learning about popping up. That's actually how I found this program, was through Corinne being on Kara Lowenthal's podcast on Unfuck Your Brain. And I was like, oh, huh, let me listen to that for a little bit. So I'm just working on like really taking these action steps, because there was a one comment that said, well, if we could lose weight just by thinking about it, I was like, yes, we would all be supermodels. Yeah. And that would be me, because I can do all of the thoughts and intellectualize and learn and know, but I'm having that trouble with like doing the thing.
Okay.
Like, oh, I got to do the thing, or consistently, because I will have, you know, great like runs of it. Like, hey, this week was amazing and look, things are working. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't.
Okay. So let's go back to that time, you know, a time where you're like,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not taking action. So I, you know, I should really just go back and like, you know, consume more information.
Yeah, you know. I will do that, because I feel like, well, I don't have it in my brain. I want to hear it again.
Okay.
Like, so that right there,
that's total bullshit, because you know what? I mean, like, what do you really need to do in that moment?
Go back to the basics, I guess. Like work the basics.
Like,
yeah.
It's the action. Again, hear them again. Right. It's like, no, I don't need to go back there. I mean, and this is where perfectionist thinking comes in. I'm right there with you, where it's like, no, I need to get like a reminder of everything I need to, like, I need to make sure I'm going to do it right. And I need to get this like review done before I actually like sit down and write a fucking plan. And it's like, no, like that's an urge. So I wanted to point that out, that like, I love teaching about urges, other than urges to eat, because that is an urge. That's an urge that you're giving into to go back and consume again.
Didn't even think about it that way. Wow.
Yeah. So that's all it is, right?
Yeah.
It's just an urge, because that's where our comfort is, right? That's where our comfort is, like, consuming and kind of being in that safe space of just like learning and all that, when like, just kind of like what Andy was saying, like sitting down and writing a plan and feeling that uncertainness and, or feeling that unsureness, like that's scary as hell. So it makes sense, but we got to understand that first. And it's like, okay, but what's really going to get me what I want here? It's the action of sitting down and making a plan. I know what I need. I don't need to learn again. I don't need to respond to that urge. I need to sit down and write a plan and feel maybe a little bit unsure about it and a little bit of doubt, and just keep going, because I know I'll be okay.
Well, that feels huge to me. Just that, like, wow. And I'm having a reaction for it.
Yes, that's no coincidence, right? When the tears come, we know we've hit
immediate,
on
right? Yeah.
Hit on something.
To anybody else listening, jump on, raise your hand.
We're actually like out of time now, unfortunately.
For another day, Like, it can be that quick, I guess.
Or ask coaches, right?
Wow. Right.
Get in to ask coaches. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. That's all you need.
Okay. That is.
Sometimes it's as simple as that. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye. All right. I bet Heather had to go to a coaching call maybe. So, all right, y'all. Oh my gosh. How amazing was this? How fun was this? I think it just really kind of hit some of y'all, just like it did with Kristen, just, you know, like, this is what it's going to take. And we are here for you. We are here for you when you feel scared. We're here for you when you feel doubt. And I swear at what I say, I'll leave y'all with this. The most important thing that I do as a coach here is I tell you that what you're experiencing is normal and okay, and that you will be okay, because we are doing stuff around here. I always look out my window and I get, like, I get a little emotional, because it's like, I look at my window and think, y'all, most people, they're not us. They're not brave enough to go out and do scary stuff and do new things. But we are, and we are here together doing scary stuff together every day. And that's why our community is so amazing, because we can support each other. We can feel scared and reach out for just, you know, a virtual hug. We can join an accountability group and get even more love and support there. You can reach out in the Facebook group. You can reach out and ask coaches for help. But y'all, we are the examples. We are the trailblazers. We are an example to other people, to our families, to our kids, of what is possible in this world. And so I just encourage y'all to keep going, and to just, all the only way to not be successful eventually is to not quit. Okay. All right, y'all. Love it. Yes, you're brave, Karen. All of us are so brave. Okay. And so, and we can, you know, we can help others feel brave too. So I'm so proud of you all for just being here, for staying, for just not quitting. Okay. I love you guys so much. This was so fun. Heather, you were awesome. My awesome little co-pilot in the chat. Yes. Go out and do some new shit. Go out and feel some doubt. Go out and feel some bravery. Y'all know, you know, to be brave and to have courage is to, you know, some fear along comes along for the ride too. So, all right, guys, have a great rest of your weekend. See ya. Bye.